Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode. I want to talk to you about business skills. So I had a conversation with somebody earlier in the week, and they were really focused on the skills that they could offer, which is very important. They really wanted to offer in-demand skills and move away from the admin type services they were offering. All fine and dandy. But what I began to realize is that they didn't understand that having skills that they can sell is great, but you also need to have business skills if you're going to run a business. So this podcast episode is really for anybody who wants to be a business owner, who doesn't want to ever work for anybody but themselves again. One of the things I think that's often overlooked is business skills. A lot of the training out there focus on skills, again, which is great because that's how you're going to make your money. But if you're making money and you don't know how to handle it or how to deliver what's promised and you don't have any systems in place, you're probably not going to be in business for the long haul, because you don't have that solid foundation. So everybody who runs any type of business needs to have business systems set up. They need to understand how a business runs, whether you're a freelancer or somebody in it, again, you know, looking to replace your income from your soul-sucking job. Now, what do I mean by business skills? Well, these are just how to run a business. If you're somebody who wants to, you know, charge premium rates, you want to attract professional type clients, then you need to make sure that you have a solid business foundation and you understand how to run a business. What does that look like? And I'm not talking about getting an MBA. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just basic business skills for the systems that you need and what you need to do to deliver quality goods and services. Really, again, for those of you who want to be a business owner, who want to be viewed as a professional and want to charge premium rates, this is so, so important. So what do I mean by business skills? Well, things like onboarding new clients, marketing, selling your services. How are you delivering your services? How are you communicating? How do you handle conflict? How do you, so basically you look at your job. And the things that you did in your job, those things need to live inside your business as well. You need to understand how to be the CEO, right? The buck stops with you. You need to be able to do everything you can in your business. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to, do social media marketing or the technology, but you need to have a solid foundation for business to understand, okay, if I get paid, what happens? What do I do with this money? Am I working on retainer? Am I working by package? So just realize that skills are so important, but there's really two sides to the coin. There are the skills that you sell, and then there are the skills that you need to run a successful business. Both of those are going to make you a long-term business owner, a successful business owner. My long-winded point is don't overlook business skills. Don't overlook the importance of putting in your systems and really understand how to run the day-to-day business that is yours. And as I mentioned, there are things that are outside your wheelhouse that you don't do well. Well, once you get your business set up and running and understand how everything works and you hate marketing, well, that's something that you can outsource to somebody who does it. But you still have to have the systems in place to support the marketing that somebody else is doing. So when it comes right down to it, skills are important, but remember, there's business skills and then there's the skills that you sell. And what scares me a little when I look at social media posts is people who go, okay, well, I just started my business. I think I'll have it up next week. And I'm thinking, okay. They're probably going gung-ho after what they're going to sell, but they're not going gung-ho after setting up a business. And I really think both are important. So make sure that you take time to learn some solid business skills and put those systems in place that are going to help you appear professional and are going to allow you to deliver quality goods and services, which in turn allow you to charge premium rates. So I hope you found this short little podcast informative. But I just wanted to kind of bring that to your attention if you weren't aware that business skills were just as important as the skills and services that you offer. Now, on a side note, if you're somebody who is interested in learning more about the business side of being a VA, that's what my VA Success System is all about. It actually teaches you the business skills that you need for long-term sustainability and profitability for your business, regardless of the services that you're offering. It's a business. And actually, what I teach in that course is really just how to run an online business, so it wouldn't matter what services that you're offering. So you don't need an MBA, you don't need a college degree, but you do need to have those business basics if you're in it for the long haul. So thanks for listening. I hope you have a great week. Make sure to subscribe if you haven't, and feel free to share this with anybody you think would find it valuable. And I'll see you guys next week. Thanks.